Welcome into Cashback Radio. Hope you're having a great week. My name is Brad Dalius. Great to have you with us again tonight. Broadcasting financial success each and every week here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Another great guest with us tonight. This guy has been very instrumental in getting together the Savion mobile app, which has been talked about now for what seems like weeks and even months in some cases, but it's soon here. It's right around the corner. And as I said, this guy has been very instrumental in helping to put it together. He's been in the lab experimenting, trial and error, trying to put everything together, and he's done a phenomenal job. As Savion five-star Bill Toth joins us tonight here on Cashback Radio. Bill, how you doing? Thanks so much for coming on the show.
I'm doing great, Brad, and I really appreciate you guys having me on the show tonight because it's been exciting to watch the show every week just gain more and more ground, and it really let all of us as affiliates see some of the different people's personalities, kind of know where they came from. So I really appreciate the fact that we do this on a weekly basis, and it brings out so that you get to know the people that you're in business with, including yourself, Brad.
It's been great, Bill. There's no doubt. I've really enjoyed it each and every week interviewing different people because everyone is an entrepreneur in this company, but everyone comes from a different walk of life. Everyone has a different story to tell, different experiences. They may go about business differently than other people. So it's been phenomenal for me to be able to interview people just like yourself each and every week. I've learned a lot. I know the interviewees have learned a lot each and every week, and the listeners have learned a lot. So it's been a blast all around, and it's great having you on tonight because there's so much to talk about with you, Bill, and in regards to this app that we've been talking about for a long time now. People have been very excited, and it's just about here. What's the latest? What can you tell us, Bill, as we're coming down the home stretch of almost fully getting this app implemented?
Well, the good news is all the testing and all the things that have been being done to make sure that the most important part of this app is that it's super simple for us as consumers or us as affiliates to use it. But on the second side, it's really easy for us to show it to other people. And all that testing has been done. We're into where I'm calling it kind of the last 48, 72 hours once the final APIs for the circuit card are in place. I think the app will be rolled out, and people are going to be really excited to start using this both to build your business but also to make it easier to redeem those receipts on a regular basis. And that was one of the things that I noticed early on, Savion, is that a lot of the people just would say, oh, that seems kind of cumbersome. I got to take it to a computer. I don't know how to use the camera on my phone. Every excuse you could possibly come up with. We've just taken those excuses away. So when you talk to somebody and you go, wait a minute, let me just show you how easy it is. See that receipt? I just took a picture. It goes up into the cloud. And all I got to do is at the end of the month, send a report in for all those receipts. And I'm going to get back 20% cash back on each one of those. How much easier could it be?
It's exactly what people have been asking for. I think it's great. I can't wait to check it out personally. And just describe, Bill, if you could, how hard it is to put an app together from every perspective. Obviously, the programming perspective is difficult. Being instrumental, as you have been, in helping to put the whole thing together is very difficult. From every angle, however you slice it, putting an app together is not easy. Kind of take us through the experience from beginning when you first started out with this, the initial thoughts, the ideas, and then, you know, take us through the journey and then what it's like now towards the end. It definitely doesn't come together overnight.
No, you're 100% right. I come into this with kind of a unique advantage, if you will, because I've been in the space for about 4.5 to 5 years with other startup companies who tried to do similar apps, not with cashback, but similar apps that they wanted to launch into the marketplace. So I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly of trying to develop an app from the start to the finish. And I've seen where they've failed miserably. And I've also seen where the apps were good, but the distribution system failed miserably. So when Savion kind of alluded to the fact that, hey, you know what, the next phase is going to be where we bring the mobile app into play. Now, most people, when you think about an app, you kind of equate it to basically a website. And I hear this all the mm-hmm. time. And you know how simple it is to make changes on a website. It doesn't, you know, you call your programmer, you say, hey, I need you to do this, this, and this. And then in some cases, there's certain things that you can edit and make changes on your own. But with an app, there's a whole different set of activities that have to happen. And programmers are not the same programmers that would work on any type of web development. But a lot of times people just think, oh, it's easy. If I've got a website, let's just make it mobile. Let's make it mobile friendly. But there's a lot of coding. There's a lot of extra things. And what's interesting is when, you know, we first started talking about this, you know, we were talking about a, you know, 2017 would be when, you know, the app would kind of roll out for Savion. And because of some of the unique experiences that I've had, and the way that we were able to kind of move things a lot faster and kind of educate our own team into the fact that, hey, this is an app. It's nothing that any of our technology people would have necessarily been involved with before, but we've got a group that can help us make this thing happen really fast. And we really did turn this on in a pretty quick period of time. Because we started the conversation right after the February meetings, and the next thing you know, we made an announcement. I think I might have leaked the announcement out a little early, but then the company made the announcement that, hey, you know what, we're going to have this, you know, in play for the launch. And if you were at the launch, you got to see the international launch. You got to see how the app looked. You got to see it. Some people actually were able to go to the store and actually download it because we had to make it live in order to do the screenshots and the things that I wanted to do so that we could show it to everybody. So some people actually have been able to see it, touch it, feel it, but we're still doing some final coding. So that's the big thing, is it's not as simple as what you do on a website. And a lot of times, a lot of suggestions come in, and I'm sure that at corporate, these suggestions come in about lots of things, but to most people, it just seems like, oh, just do this, or just push a button, or just do this, and right. every time you want to change something on an app, you actually have to go through, make the changes, then you have to resubmit it to the prospective app store. So if it's Apple, you got to send it to the Apple store. If it's Google, you got to send, or Android, you got to send it to the Google store. So that's the big difference. That's the one thing where you need to make sure that when you're developing this, that you know what you want to do. You can't just throw it up there, say, okay, everybody, take a look at it, and then say, ah, that's not what we wanted. So we want move this, because then we got to get the whole thing resubmitted and basically make it so that they will make the changes, and then we got to resubmit all over again. So that was hard to get people to understand that, hey, whatever we do now in the first phase of the app, this is what we have to go with. We can make changes on the next phase. We're calling this 2.0, right? So what's the next one going to be? Mm-hmm. Probably 3.0, right? So
exactly.
Getting people's mindset around that sometimes has been a challenge because to some people it seems like, well, to just make that one little change doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal. But by the time it would go to the programmers, change. And then remember, because we already have a web platform, now the two have to talk to each other. So it's not like we mm-hmm. came out with the app first and then we're just tying it back to a website. We did it the opposite.
Would you say that's been the most challenging part of it, of the whole process, as far as going back and forth and tweaking things here and there?
Yes, that would 100% be the biggest challenge, is that one piece, because I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to not everything, but sales and marketing. I really like to always put the best possible product out on anything that I'm doing. And even though some things we can't do till 3.0, I've tried to push them through, and I get my hand slapped several times. So
we're talking with Savion, five-star Bill Toth here on Cashback Radio. Bill's been very instrumental in putting together the Savion mobile app, which is soon to be released. Bill, talk about the process as far as submitting it to the Apple Store and or to Google to get on the Android. What's that process like, and how long does that take?
Well, the once you've got it done, you've done all your testing, and you're ready to go with the app. The great thing is, when you're talking Android, it can be an hour and you could be approved, because you know you've got all your coding, you've got everything the way it is, you've got your submission paperwork done, so they can go through, check everything off, make sure that there's nothing that you're doing that doesn't meet the guidelines, make sure that you've got all the proper disclaimers on there, because there are anybody that downloads an app, most people don't realize this, but every app that you download, even though you may not notice it, you're signing off to say that, number one, you're at least 13 years of age, or a parent or guardian has allowed you to download that app, and then number two, that you understand all the restrictions and everything that have to go with that app. So as long as all that stuff's in place, the submit goes in, the developer on a developer account, has to be on a developer's account. And once they get an okay, the next thing you know, you get a little thing on your phone saying, if you were one of the beta testers, saying, hey, the app is live. So now you can go and download the latest version. Now, Apple's a little different, and everybody knows they've always been more proprietary. There's no open source stuff that they do. So you've got to go through a little more of a process. But one of the things that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to Apple on why they do some of the things that they do, from my experience so far, is the fact that they don't want people calling them saying, hey, I downloaded this app and it's not working, right? So one of the things that we learned really early with my previous companies that I was working with is that if you have anything that makes it so that a person can't download it right away, that's where the problem comes in. And what I mean is, so if you had to have ahead of time an ID number or something to download that app, we would have been in a position where this would not have worked. But what's great about the Savion program is the fact that people pay $125 to get our membership. Sure, they can download the app, but you can't take advantage of any of our offers, in a sense. You can't get that any of the memberships that we have unless you have your ID number, and that happens after. So Apple doesn't have to worry about somebody who downloads it calling them or tagging their customer service department saying, hey, this app isn't working. So that's one of the reasons why they're as stringent as they are, because, you know, apps are moving very fast right now, and they don't want to bog down their customer service for our people.
You're listening to Cashback Radio. Five-star Bill Toth, our special guest tonight here on the show. We're going to step aside for a little break. On the other side, though, we're going to talk about some of the best features of the Savion app. And I'm just so excited in general, because anymore, Bill, it's almost like when you get an app, it's like you've made it, in a sense, as a company or as a business, because everything, just about everybody has an app now. So it only goes to show you how far the company has grown here in not even a year yet, since officially opening its doors last October. So we'll talk about the app and more coming up after the break. Stay tuned.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Cashback Radio here at CashbackRadioLive.com. Welcome back. Brad Dalius with you tonight, talking with Savion five-star Bill Toth, chatting about the all-new Savion mobile app soon to be released. Having a lot of good discussion about that because people have been talking about it for a long time and it's almost here. And we're talking with the man who's been very instrumental in putting the app together, Bill Toth. And Bill, as far as some of the best features go, that's going to be on this app. But what can people look forward to from that perspective?
I think from the consumer perspective first, we'll kind of go from that side of it. The first and foremost is the fact that they'll be able to do what we started the conversation off. They'll be able to take those receipts, keep them organized, and when they're at a local merchant, or when they're even when they're at their grocery store, if they take a picture of that receipt, we put a social share button so that you can hit most of your social medias, the Facebooks, the Twitters, and when you've basically had that experience is what I like to say when I'm explaining it to people, of hey, I'm going to get 20% cash back. You click the button and it shares it out to all of your social media. Now, you're not actually telling everybody, hey, look at, I'm getting 20% cash back. You're just putting it out there like anything else in one of your news feeds or one of your feeds. So what's going to happen over time is people are going to see you 3, 4, 5 times a week going to these different places, getting 20% cash back. And what do you think is going to happen when you run into some of these people, or eventually someone's going to raise their hand and say, I got to PM this guy and find out, how is he getting or she getting 20% cash back all the time? So that's one of the really big features that I think will help a lot of us really drive a lot more organic. I call it organic traffic, meaning you're not going out looking for people. People are going to start looking for you and saying, hey, I'd like to be able to get that 20% cash back. So from a consumer perspective, that's one of the great features. But think about it now. If you're on this, you know, listening to us tonight on the show and you own a business, right? Whether it's a hardware store, whether it's a bakery, whatever it is, and one of your customers comes in and you give them the receipt or her the receipt and they take the picture and then they then push the button and they social share it to all of their friends. Now, what did that customer do? They came into your place. They spent the money that they were going to spend anyways. You didn't have to give them a discount. You probably still gave them real good quality service because that's what you do, because that's your business and you take pride in it. But you didn't ask them, hey, can you, you know, help me get some referrals and tell all your friends about it? They went and did it themselves because the app incentivizes both sides. They're incentivizing the merchant by allowing us to take that offer and send it out to everybody. So that means we're going to drive new traffic to see that local merchant, right? But then on the other side, the reason why we do it is because we know that if any of our friends sign up, what's going to happen to us? Our sales count's going to go up by one more, then it's going to go up by one more, And when they tell their friends who tell their friends, and before you know it, we're going to go from $5 a day to $30 a day to $50 a day, you know, to as far as $3,000 a day based on the way the Savion comp plan is. So when people ask me, you know, the benefits of the app, I mean, if I stop there, right there, this is a tool that everybody who's in Savion guarantees to increase your business if you use it. Now, if you're a secret agent, like a lot of people are sometimes, and they don't want to tell everybody on their social media that they're getting 20% cash back for whatever reason, I don't know what to tell you. Then maybe don't download the app.
I think it's amazing. It's really cool how it can branch out into so many different things. You just mentioned before with the example of somebody sharing it on social media, and it's really, the possibilities are endless of where it could go out to. So it is amazing, and it's exciting, especially for the people who've been with Savion now for, let's say, 5, 6, 7 months. It's kind of come full circle, and it allows the possibilities just continue. And that's the exciting thing about the company, I think, in general, is there's really, it's limitless where these things can go. And it's going to be really special when this app comes out to see how far it can ultimately lead to. But just on you know, from your perspective, Bill, where do you see it going as far as people? Obviously, people are going to take a look at the app. They're going to be familiar with it. And really, I guess the sky is the limit at that point.
You know, I think when you think about mobile, you know, we've been talking about mobile for the last, you know, few years. You hear a lot about it in the media. And but think about whether you're walking down the street, whether you're sitting in a waiting room, people are standing in line at the grocery store. People are always looking at their phone. And, you know, it's not that we're going mobile. We've gone mobile. I mean, we're past whether or not people are going to use apps. We know that, I mean, they're breaking all the records right now in terms of the amount of speed that this technology is, I mean, we thought the internet changed our lives. This is changing us even faster by at least 8 times from the last statistic that I saw. But this is something that I found really interesting, and I'm glad that you asked that question. Is, you know, today in the latest study that they did, they said that we will spend, based on where we're at today, 3.9 years of our life on our phone. Now, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, people would have never believed that. But now think about it. When you're walking around, when you're talking to people, you know, wherever you are, even people at work, you know, I see people at places where they don't want the boss to know and the phone's hidden in the little drawer there and they're in there texting and looking at their social media feed. So I think the sky is the limit for us because we have such a great offering to go with our mobile app. And there's nobody that's even near us because there's lots of sites out there that offer coupons. There's lots of sites that offer cash back if you go to an online website. But there's nobody offering 20% cash back, which blows away everything that's out there. But also adding in that last little feature that we have that makes us stand out from everybody else is we're also helping people shop local, is what I like to call it. And think about it. Before, when you downloaded the app, or before we didn't have the app, but when you went and got your Savion membership, you'd put 10 stores. And most people would put the 10 stores that they spent the most money in. So what would go in? The major grocery store, your Target or Walmart, the places where you spend a lot of your money. But now, with the app, it allows us to help that local merchant and drive our customer base into their stores because we allow people to add stores on the fly. And what I mean by that is simple. You could be driving down the street and you'd say, oh, we're going to go to dinner. Oh, you know what? I don't have anybody on one of my 10 stores, so I can't get my 20% cash back. But wait a minute. Now you can look on the app and you say, oh, look at this. There's 5 or 6 restaurants where I can get 20% cash back. Now you go to that restaurant, you get your 20%, right? You've never been there before. Now you had a good meal, you like it, so we just got them a new customer. but then you also hit the social media feed, as I talked about before, and now you're advertising it to all the people that are in your sphere of influence. So what did we do for that local business? Yes, we helped them advertise for one flat rate of $125 for that 28-day period, but we did more than that. We gave them a customer that now could become a loyal customer, and he doesn't have to pay them to come back in. And what I mean by that is if in most of the daily deal type sites, he has to keep running offers to get them to come back in, because we get the 20% cash back from Savion, not from that local merchant. So that's why I think this sets a new standard in the marketplace, and we're using a better distribution system than what anybody else out there could be using. We're not spending millions of dollars advertising on commercials that might work or might not work. We're not going around hiring a sales force that we've got to take care of benefits and do all these things. We're getting independent business owners who are entrepreneurs, and then we're getting a group of affiliates who want to have home-based businesses, and we're connecting these two groups together. And think about this. When I go into my local merchant, he already has a relationship with his customers. Talk to him about the fact that I've got something that can help him. He's going to listen to me because I'm one of his customers. I'm not someone trying to sell him something. So now you look at the last piece on this, is that merchant has that same relationship with not just me, hundreds of customers. I can't reach those hundreds of customers, just like he can't reach the customers on my social media, but he can reach all of them, and all of them have that social media sphere of influence. So just imagine how fast your business can grow when we take online, really, online, social media, whatever you want to call it, local merchants, mm-hmm. and this affiliate marketing style that we're using with guys like myself, all the different people that are part of the Savion business. We all got in this because we're independent entrepreneurs, and we like the freedom that we get by building and leveraging teams. And going forward, there's no better opportunity out there, in my opinion.
Incredible. And also, I found that amazing. 3.9, almost 4 years of our life spent on our phone. That is truly something out of this world. So the first time I've heard that stat, so incredible stuff. Bill, I'm up against the end of the show. The show absolutely flew by tonight. Really appreciate your time talking about the new Savion mobile app soon to be released. We look forward to it, Bill. It sounds like it's going to be a great application, and I can't wait to personally check it out. I know everyone else in Savion feels the exact same way. So thank you, Bill, for all of the work that you've put into it. I know it's been a long process, but enjoyable, though, it also sounds at the same time. So thank you, Bill, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Really appreciated your time.
I appreciate you having me on, and everybody just tighten those seatbelts, because these next couple of months are going to be unbelievable.
Love it. Savion 5-star Bill Toth here on Cashback Radio. Bill, thanks so much. Have a great night.
You too.
And there he goes once again, 5-star Bill Toth joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio. Really appreciate Bill's time. That's going to do it for tonight's show. I will talk to you next week. Keep living the dream.